Yesterday, we visited two diverse businesses in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood, the Kosher Meat Club and My Barber Shop. They exist side by side near 47th and Burleigh, and their coexistence reflects a larger respect between the African American and Jewish people living in the area. Today, WUWM's Mayan Silver explores how these two communities ended up sharing the same neighborhood.
The story of the movement of both Jews and African Americans to Sherman Park begins in Milwaukee's old Haymarket area, closer to the center of town. Haymarket was originally a German enclave, and Eastern European Jews began settling there in the 1880s. Historian John Gerda says that the neighborhood was a reception point for Jews and later African Americans.
There were 5,000 people in that little square mile there west of the Schlitz Brewery. It was also kind of around the fringes there. That was pretty mixed. That was quite a UN of different groups. So you had, in some ways, less resistance to newcomers of whatever stripe.
Gerda says that housing in Haymarket was cheap and close to jobs. As for the city's early African-American population,
they begin even earlier in Milwaukee. They go back to the 1830s. By 1850, there were probably 100 African-Americans in Milwaukee. In time, their neighborhood became right around the old Haymarket, the old Jewish quarter, west of Schlitz Brewery. And the area a bit north, the Bronzeville section, 3rd, Walnut, up North Avenue, that becomes, you know, their commercial heart.
Yet a mix of people lived there, according to Claiborne Benson. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society.
The Jewish community lived in the Bronzeville area, and they cohabitated very well with the African-American community.
But the housing wasn't great to begin with, and it wasn't improving. So Gerda says both Jews and later African Americans began moving out of the Haymarket-Bronzeville area in the same pattern, north and west.
The vectors in Milwaukee are really obvious, and they are in most cities. You kind of begin at the heart of town and move out in very predictable directions. You are moving out as you are moving up, looking for a better quality of life for your families.
Jews and other Eastern Europeans began to build new homes in Sherman Park.
You've got these great land and stone brick period revivals, these great bungalows from the 20s.
Gerda says a sizable Jewish community moved into Sherman Park until the 1950s, when some members became more secular and wanted to chase the American dream of securing newer houses and neighborhoods.
By the 1970s, you have a lot of movement of the original Jewish residents, their descendants by that time, and their congregations, in large part to the area east of the Milwaukee River, so the North Shore especially.
Those doors opened up, and I know African Americans took advantage of those nice homes that existed.
And Claiborne Benson says it wasn't just the nice homes that attracted African Americans to Sherman Park.
Washington High School may seem like it's falling in disrepair today, but when it was built, it was the best school in the state. It was the cream of the crop.
By 1980, African Americans had become a significant presence in the neighborhood, 26% of its population. And while most Jewish congregations moved or merged in order to remain viable, one synagogue remained, Beth Yehuda. Rabbi Michal Twersky's father had moved the congregation to Sherman Park in 1949.
We stayed here because the families that were drawn to Orthodoxy were generally young families, and they were looking for homes that they could afford. The homes here were very affordable. For us to consider to move the entire community would be something that would probably be virtually impossible to do economically and in every which way.
But another reason Beth Yehuda has stayed is to positively impact the community, which has taken repeated hits from a decline in the manufacturing sector. According to congregant Alan Borsick,
we're very happy and to have this village and to make this village a good, healthy place, not only for ourselves, but for everyone around us. So much benefits from having racially mixed, balanced, solid neighborhoods, and they are in such short supply, but this is one of them.
Claiborne Benson of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society views Sherman Park in this way.
Many of those homes are in disrepair and falling down. But it's interesting to see how it still does exist, and the Jewish community still maintains their homes in that area, and they still cohabitate together.
Benson notes that there are efforts underway to revitalize the area. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM.